The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria, Info Lagos, Nigeria. Good morning to you. It's 7 minutes past the hour on a Wednesday morning. I said something earlier in the day. If you listened from 5 a.m., I was really concerned about the flooding situation in Lagos. And I made a passionate appeal to school owners, to the Lagos State Government. Maybe we need to rethink pupils going back to school. The floods are still there in some communities in Lagos. You can't even differentiate between the road itself and the drainage. Some of these drainages were not covered drainages. I mean, you can your guess is as good as mine, the risks associated with such development. And these kids, they're just kids, and we don't want to wait till something bad happens before we know that we should take some steps, some certain steps. If government is not doing or saying anything as regards this, I'm not sure. I don't have information to that effect. But if they are not saying anything to this situation that we have right now, as regards resumption of schools and flooding and the rainfall and everything, I suppose schools can take action by delaying their resumption. I think schools can take that initiative to delay their resumption for now. Just put safety first before any other thing. If you have to go virtual, resume virtual classes until things return to normal, especially if you're affected by the floods, if you're affected by, you know, the downpour. Lately, it's been back-to-back non-stop downpour in Lagos. If it's stopped in your area, it doesn't mean it stopped in other areas of Lagos. It's just been a very wet season, and it's going to increase. We're going to have more rains, so let's not take things for granted. Do what you have to do to protect yourselves and your loved ones. Okay, your child will not die if he or she doesn't go to school for some days. Just watch the weather. Don't be too quick to rush the child back to school. Okay, that's if the school is affected or if the area is affected by, you know, the floods. Just take the initiative yourself. And also, let's announce the treasure hunt that you need to go and hunt for. You're looking for a picture of the PVC. That's today's treasure hunt. A picture of the PVC. If you don't have a mobile app, maybe it's too late for you today, but go download a mobile app here. That's the only way you can win the treasure hunt. Once you see the picture of the PVC, click on the picture of the PVC. A form will pop up, fill in your information, and then submit. The fastest person to do this wins 5,000 naira. The winner will be announced any moment before the end of the show. Best of luck to you. Let's talk Muslim tickets of the APC. Yep, I know the conversation is everywhere. Like Jimmy said earlier, like people are having the same conversation we're about to have right now across all platforms, electronic, print, digital, social media, everything, you know, the same conversation going on, and we will not stop because that is what Nigeria is talking about. Now, I said there's no need to give you the breakdown of the Muslim. Everybody knows what the story is all about, but I have a perspective to it, right? So it's Muslim ticket for the APC. We're not going to go into the conversation as to you not Kukuma vote for him. Why are you bothered? I'm not even party to such arguments. No, I'm not party to it. I think everybody can express themselves however and the way they like. I really, you know, do not have reservation for that. But here is my angle. I want us to look into the thinking of Bola Ahmed Tinubu, and if you're a politician, first is look inside the thinking of Bola Ahmed Tinubu first and try tell me whether he puts religion first, whether he puts numbers first, or competence first in picking Shettima as his VP candidate. Now, if you were a politician, if you were in his position, without bias, I want to be very, very honest, without bias, which of these three factors would you put first as a politician who wants to win? Religion in a country as ours? Because everything, the context of everything we're talking about is Nigeria. Nigeria is a context. would you put religion first? Would you put numbers first? The electoral value of that person? Or competence? Like, it doesn't really matter whether the person has strong enough electoral value. As long as the person has track record, everybody can see that the person is competent. Would you put that first? That's the angle from which we are approaching this. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. First, you know that this is a two-in-one conversation. First, you're looking at what Bola Tinubu saw and on which premise he made his decision. Then you're putting yourself in that position with Nigeria as the context. That's all. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 for female callers. The first one is for male callers. You can let me know what you think on our website. We have a chat room on the website where you can go share your thought. The chat room is right there. Just scroll down. Once you get to the website, scroll down, you see the chat room, you see people dropping their comments on there. Let me know what you think as well of the chat room. nigeriainfo.fm, that's our website address, www.nigeriainfo.fm. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. Twitter is at nigeriainfo.fm. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. If you're watching live on Facebook and on YouTube, feel free to drop your comment as well. If you like to watch, just search for Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms and you'll be able to watch me live. And let me know what you think about our conversation today. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sharif.
Good morning to you. Please go on. We're waiting.
Hello.
We are waiting for you.
Hello, can you hear me?
You can't hear me. Can you hear me? Oh. You can't hear me. I'm sorry. Good morning to you. We lost that as well. Let's jump on another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
Okay, welcome back.
Thank you. Could you please turn off your radio?
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, Tinubu, I think he put numbers first. And
okay.
I believe that's what most politicians will do, okay. To put numbers first.
Okay.
I mean, they just got to win. But if it was me, the way the country is now, I would put competence first.
Competence.
As opposed to not even religion, but competence first.
Competence.
But I think people will put numbers first.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for hitting the nail on the head. I mean, that's all I'm asking. That's all. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Hello.
I can hear you, ma'am. Good morning to you.
Ah, good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, and welcome back
Thank
from
you.
Our Salah holidays.
Thank you.
So, for Tinubu,
yeah,
I saw that he put numbers first.
Okay.
And that is what most the breed of politicians we have in Nigeria. That is what they put first. And that falls back to the selfish interest. Numbers that will give me and myself what I want. But I want to tell you that
a good
politician that have Nigeria at heart,
okay.
The kind that will rescue this country from the mess APC and their group have put Nigeria, it is competence first.
Competence.
That person that can rescue Nigeria will seek for competence first. And I want to tell you that while seeking for that competence, and as you apply wisdom, you will also look around among Christians also that you must see one competent man that will help you and join you if your true goal is to fix this country. But the way he has done it, let me tell you.
Tell me.
He sought for number first.
Okay.
And to him, he has gotten the number and every other thing he cares less.
So personally,
whoever
to you,
does not want to go with this, his choice,
to you,
can go to hell.
To you,
it
you
will not happen.
To you, you'll put but competence.
Abi, rescue this country by himself.
Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Let me go to the mail line now. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Ola is my name for my papa.
Welcome, brother.
I'm so happy getting you this morning.
I'm so happy to have you.
Mr. Sharif.
Yes, please.
I used to say something that when people want to do what they want in their mind or to achieve their aim, they twist things. The first question is this. What were they considering when they brought in Oshibajo and they brought in Buhari and they went and looked for Oshibajo as a Christian to as in support? What were they considering? Then all of a sudden, those things are not considered again and the other one has to be numbers. I'm very sure he has failed. Thank you.
How about you before you go? What would you... Okay, he's gone. He probably didn't listen to the introduction I made. I think it was quite clear. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Joseph.
Joseph, talk to me.
Yes, calling from Ogun State.
Let's talk.
What I see that is numbers.
Numbers.
Just see number, but the real father, he has nothing to offer to us. This country is bigger than him. According to what is happening.
What would you put first? Hello? What would you personally put first?
You say?
What
yes,
would you?
Number. What number, would? It's number that you see. That is why I picked the Shetima.
Okay.
Yes, it's number.
How about you personally? What would you put first if you were in his shoes?
For me, it's complete. Someone that can control this country because already the country is already
competent.
We need somebody that can at least be competent to save us from this kind. Like now, I cannot think of tomorrow.
Okay.
I can only think of what to eat. I cannot buy property for my house because it's not safe.
Okay.
I can't buy it later. Can I use it to run when it happens? I cannot run with my property. So we need competent men that can save us so that we can have peace and buy property in our houses. We cannot buy property again. You don't know what will happen tomorrow. Can you run away with your property?
Thank you. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Oof, okay. A few set of calls. Everybody. Nobody has picked religion. But in public discourse across the country, people think it's about religion. No. Change your mind. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just trying to establish what we've received, the calls we've received so far. For those who are just joining, right? For the calls we've received so far, nobody has said religion. Nobody has said religion. Everybody has said numbers. Okay. I mean, for Bola Tinubu, yes, for Bola Tinubu, everybody has said numbers. That's what he put forward, not religion. And they have said they will go for competence themselves, not numbers, not religion, in a peculiar country as ours. All right. Okay. We'll take more calls. I can see your messages coming through on social media, Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter. I will take them. I will take them. Let me see who is here first. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, as regards to Bola Tinubu.
Yes.
He is after that, it is his own mandate, it's his own term, because he supported Buhari.
No, wait, hold, hello, please, let's not dwell too much on, you know, I asked a direct question, like, what do you think played out in his choice of decision, in his choice of VP, is it about the numbers, the religion, or competence?
Well, the choice of his running mate. It's a matter of number.
So he followed
and
the
number.
Okay.
The Muslim has nothing to do with God because we don't rule the country with
Excuse me. Again, let's not digress. I wanted to stay on the topic, right? If you were in his shoes, what would you pick your VP based on? Religion, numbers, or competence?
I would choose number.
You'll go with numbers too.
Yeah, we'll go with numbers.
Because you want to win.
Religion do not rule.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling me. Nigeria Info. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Sheriff Baba.
Alpha.
I greet you.
I salute.
You know who they call you now. Now only me they call you Baba.
Say, you know, mention your name for people who don't know you.
Okay, now let me do the needful.
Ayana.
My name is Uche. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Correct.
Correct guy. Now... Sharif,
You're
right. I think the man went for numbers.
Okay.
And the question now is that a valid point for a politician whose only priority is just winning?
So let's leave that question I want to hear your own side now. If you're in his shoes, what would you have gone for?
I would have gone for competence.
Competence.
Yes. Mm. Knowing full well that the country as it is now is in a mess.
Okay.
And if you mean well, what you will have in mind is how to rescue this country.
Okay.
Sheriff, correct me if I'm wrong. We know that the Constitution does not provide much duties for the Vice President, right? But then again, the Vice President is known to head the economic team that drives the country.
True.
Is that not so?
True.
Good. Now, you have picked somebody who, from all we know, does not have that economic sense. Let's be sincere. From what we know about his background, he has nothing to offer in terms of the economy.
So I'm going to leave it here because that's not the focus of this conversation. It's not about, you know, the competence or the track record of that person. You have said that you're going to go for competence. I asked what, why you, you know, what he went for, what you think he went for, and you said he went for numbers. You know, I'm just trying to. So when some certain narratives are being flown, I just, my intention is to make sure that we understand such narratives. On whether we're not just following such narratives, we're not just, you know, help propagate such narratives, whether we actually, personally, as an individual, whether you understand the conversation in the public domain. And I'm glad that it shows that we somehow, you know, quite a number of people, you understood what we're talking about, you know. And so far, I haven't heard religion steal. Huh? Okay. Let's see who is here then. Okay, the person is gone. I'm going to take another one now. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, Mr. Sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay, this is Gabriella. And based on the issue of discussion, I think it is clear that Tinubu went for numbers.
Okay.
So because he's a Muslim, Shettima is a Muslim, so that means he didn't even go for religion at all. So based on this, for me personally, hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
So for me personally, I'll go for competence. Take for instance, if you have a business and you want to recruit people,
yeah,
so competence is only what makes sense. But then because I'm an HR professional,
yeah,
I'll also have diversity and inclusion in mind, which means I'll also consider people from other religion,
right,
or people from other race or whatever. So
right.
Yes, that's it.
That's right. Thank you so much for calling me. I appreciate it. We're going to take this quick break now to bring in some messages here. Mr. Brown is here. When he's done, we'll take another break. Then it's a short break. Then I'll be right back to talk to you some more. Stay here. Across 5, it's Wednesday morning, 8:32 is time. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Quick one before we get on with taking your calls. For those who are just joining us, you're welcome. We're looking at the current major discuss across the country today, and that is about Bola Tinubu's choice of vice presidential candidate. And we're trying to examine whether you think that he put religion first in choosing his candidate, or he put numbers first, or he put competence first. Now, put yourself in his position and tell me which of the three would you put first if you had to take such step, if you had to make such decision, which of these three would be first. You know, others can come in, like others can be there. It's not that, you know, others will be out completely. Others can be there still. But which would you put first? I mean, that's the question I asked now. Yeah, okay. So we have a poll for you on Twitter. Please go check it out. I'd like to hear from you, the one that you would put first. The poll is right there on our Twitter handle at Nigeria Info FM. That's our Twitter handle at Nigeria Info FM. You just check our Twitter page. You see the poll right there. Choose. Let me know exactly what you think. Also, go to our website. Let me hear your side as to what you think about our conversation this morning. Don't forget that the treasure hunt is still pretty much on. And I can safely announce the winner now, so I don't forget mentioning it. So we have a winner for the treasure hunt this morning. You've won yourself 5,000 Naira. If your number ends with 8717, calm down, calm down. I didn't mean to do that. But your name is Oganua Chukwufunaya. Oganuwa Chukwufunaya, that's your name. Congratulations to you. Won yourself 5,000 naira on Treasure Hunt today. So let me go to our website, the chat room on the website, and I'll take just one comment from the chat room. If you'd like to contribute, go to our website as well, www.nigeriainfo.fm. That's our website. Once you log on to the website, scroll down, you see the chat room there, and let me know what you think. Sunawo on chat room said, I think is the case in the case of Tinubu's running mate, it's about the numbers. If I were to make a decision, I will go for competence while taking into consideration the different peculiarities of our country. Can sure get a Christian from the north that has the numbers and also competence. Sunday Oyemi Sunawo sent that on the chat room on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. Now let's go to Facebook. Facebook is bustling with comments this morning, and they're not even slowing down at all. I'm going to start with Adekunle Adebayo's message on Facebook. It says, I want to ask, who is that Christian Northern, or Northern Christian, you mean, that can help APC and Tinubu win against Atiku's PDP? If PDP had presented a Southerner as their presidential candidate, she will surely go for Muslim Muslim Northerner. So let me try and summarize your answer. Tinubu went for religion. Is that what you're saying? Or numbers? So yeah, I'm really not clear. Perhaps you should have just stated that, then you can now explain. Let me take this one here from Celestine Udo. Celestine on Facebook says, talking about competence, are we saying there are no Northern? No, that's again, don't bring topics that are not being discussed on the table. Yeah, there are competent people everywhere in this country. That's why we're not even, it's, that's not a conversation. Let's even leave that. So what I asked Jimmy earlier, like, there are things that we need to be discussing, really, not some issues. I'm gonna go to WhatsApp before we head to Twitter. Twitter too is everywhere this morning, so let's take WhatsApp quickly now. Ayeni Oluwaseyi on Twitter, on WhatsApp, says, I think Tinubu went for religion and not numbers, because Kano happens to be the most popular state in the north, so going for numbers would have been common sense, to pick someone from that state irrespective of religion or competence. Okay, all right. He seems to think that Tinubu went for religion. All righty. Let's see who is here again on WhatsApp. Victor from Unilag. Victor says that we have to consider the kind of society that we are in. If there was no religious crisis in the first place, I would go directly for competence and then go for the numbers. I think that's what you're trying to say, Victor. I'm trying to make sense out of what you... I think you're missing on some words. Perhaps you typed it in a hurry. Because I'm quite sure that you're clear as to what you wanted to say. It says, I'll go directly for competence and then numbers. Okay. Victor, thank you. Victor sent that in from Unilag. I'm going to take one more. Let me take one more from WhatsApp. Barnabas from Bariga says, there's no doubt Tinubu went for numbers. He would never get. That's not our focus. You're obviously upset. All right, let's go back to the telephone now. We have two lines working, one for the male callers, the other for the female callers. The female line is 01465-7190. The male line is 0700-993-993-993. There's a poll on Twitter. Please go ahead on there and share your thought. Please vote on Twitter and let me know what you think. Let's take some calls and we'll come back to Twitter. I had to come take some tweets this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Please, why don't you talk about something else?
Please turn off your radio.
This is not a discussion asking whether you competence or numbers or religion.
Okay.
We should be talking about something that will help this country.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. Appreciate your concerns. Good morning to you. Oh, we lost that. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, miss. Good morning to you.
Oh, Sharif, in my opinion, there are some things that should come first. First of all, Nigeria should come first. Okay. After Nigeria, then the unity of Nigeria should come first. Before Tinubu comes, brings himself first. So asking us whether it's about competency or about numbers, choosing numbers just means that he comes first. He puts himself first ahead of every other thing that concerns Nigerians. And that is what I have a problem with. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. She says that Tinubu puts numbers first. Okay.
Hey.
Good morning to you.
Sharif.
Yes, please.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Akunshi is calling from Nigeria.
Talk to me.
Yes. Tinubu went for numbers.
Okay. Not religion.
No, not really. He put religion, the two, he joined them together.
Okay.
Because somebody told him, if you go with Christians, they can't get number in the north.
Somebody told him.
That's okay. What former Algiers told them.
Okay.
Let them go for numbers and religion.
Okay.
So that they will be still remaining seat.
Numbers that's first. Religion. All right. If you're in that position, what would you put first? He's gone. All right, he's gone. Let's take another one. Good morning to you.
Yeah, Sharif.
Yes, miss.
Long time.
Yes.
You have Solomon on the line.
Welcome.
For me,
Competent
first.
Okay.
No matter how it will. And Sharif, if I may ask you.
Like you won't even care about the outcome.
Competent first.
First.
Then number second.
Okay.
Are you getting my point?
I'm getting.
I want to ask you.
Ask
this
me.
Morning.
Hmm.
Is it only Muslim and Christian that are in Nigeria?
No.
We have other religion.
Yes, now.
These two religions are not sincere and they are not being feared. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. Appreciate it. 8:41 is the time. Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Quadri.
Good morning to you, madam.
Ecuador.
Yes, ma'am.
You should know my voice by now.
Of course, I do, but you
he
know.
Said, Tinubu went for anything. All what I'm saying, whether I go for anything, we should go for school first. That is my own. They should try it and settle education. Education first. Because if there is good education in this country, many things will be settled. A child will not get up and say very early in the morning by 6 o'clock, I want to go and drink Igbo in one garage. If there is good education, no child will say, this morning, my mommy, I don't want to do anything. Let Tinubu, whatever I think, whether it's Muslim, Christian, they should think of the well-being of Nigeria. That is my own.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing you too, ma'am. Thank you. Let me go to Twitter now. And let's hear from those friends on Twitter this morning. Please, you need to add the hashtag NigeriaInfoMCF to your tweet so I can take them. Because I just clicked on the hashtag right now. Without the hashtag, I may not be able to see your tweet. Immaculate Boy says, Sharif, I heard you say why the fuss about Muslim ticket and why is it a big debate. I'm sure that you're talking about my question to Jimmy Disu. Well, that's gone. That's an interaction, yeah? Okay. And that's just to create some balance for the conversation. So don't take it very seriously, yeah? Okay. I'm glad that you understood. Okay. Let me take this one from Chibuzo. Chibuzo says, I think you are boxing us to options that are not exhaustive, Sharif. Shettima isn't as popular as Atiku in the Northeast. He isn't a competent choice as he has been silent since being a senator. Religion may be it because the Northern governors made the choice. So Chibuzo is going for religion. Okay. So this issue of boxing to a corner, it's not it. I mean, this is a conversation that everybody is having. This is a conversation that bothers most Nigerians. So why shouldn't we have it? Why should we run away from it? That's exactly why we're having this conversation. Because some people are seeing what I am not seeing, what you are not seeing. Huh? So we have to talk about it. It mustn't be our choice of conversation all the time. Majority used to must carry the vote. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
Okay, so I think Tinubu went. Sorry, my name is Blessing. So I think Tinubu went for numbers.
Okay.
And if I were not a politician,
yeah,
I would go for competence. Yeah.
Mm.
But if I were a politician, I think I'll do what Tinubu said, did as well, because I have to get those numbers first to get in there to now do make whatever impact I need to make. Because if I choose the competence and I don't get the numbers, then I'm going nowhere.
Yeah, you're going nowhere.
I'll probably just do what he did to even get in there. And if I have any plans at all, at least I have that opportunity to be able to, you know, deliver on what I want to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that interesting thought. Comrade Sibo on Twitter says, if I were Tinubu, I would consider the peculiarities of our country, unity in terms of religious diversity. I would choose someone from the Northwest, not even the Northeast, if I want to win Northern votes. We have Christians in the Northwest or Northeast that can deliver. Comrade Sibo says he would go for religion first. That's simply, you know, what he's trying to say. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is Kenny.
Welcome. Oh, we lost that call. We'll try and call me back if you can. Okay. Good morning to you.
Morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you.
This is Prince Wa is calling you from Ora Igumina in Osun State.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you, my dear.
Yes, sir.
If I were position of Tinubu, I go for number.
Numbers. Okay.
Because politics is a game of number. As a politician, he has made himself available for Nigeria. I must first a number that will make him to be the winner of that game.
So you would go for the numbers. Is that what you think he did, or he went for religion?
Well, religion should be.
No, I mean him, Bola Tinubu. Do you think that he went for religion or he went for numbers?
He went for number.
Okay.
That is it.
All right.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you, too, for calling. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
I'm glad I was able to get through.
I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad you're here.
My own take is this. As a politician, you need numbers first. No matter the passion, no matter the plan, no matter the competence, you cannot achieve it. It is just normal. You are a politician. How do you want to get there if there is no number? That's what Tinubu went for. And if I was the one, I would have done this. Muslim ticket is not a surprise to me at all. That's the only way they can get the numbers. So whether you want Tinubu or not is another thing entirely.
Entirely.
But that's the right thing to do.
Right. Thank you for sharing. Thank you to you for sharing. Appreciate it. Whew. The poll is still up on Twitter, by the way. Let me know what you think. Our poll is right there on our Twitter page, NigeriaInfo.fm. Right now, we have 59.8% of people saying it's numbers that Tinubu considered first before any other thing. 59.8% going for numbers. 21.9% going for competence. And the least 18.3% going for religion. Wow, I don't know if I should be surprised that religion is the last. Okay, all right. You can go cast your vote as well on our Twitter page, Nigeria Info FM, at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Let me know what you think. After casting your vote on the poll, you can then drop a comment separately. Thank you. I'm going to head back to telephone now, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71904 for the ladies to call me. Lagos, let's talk. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
My name is Suleiman. I'm calling from Kogi right now.
Kogi, let's talk.
You see, the difference between the North and the South, when is election time, the North is like Salah and Christmas. They will come out in mass. But in the South, it's like a public holiday. But that's what the difference is. To be candid with you, President, I serve in Lagos. I live in Lagos. I serve in Lagos.
Yeah.
I have served in so many places in the South. That is it. When it's election day, it's like a public holiday for them. And in the North, it's like a Salah and Christmas.
Like festival, like activity everywhere.
Good morning, Sharif.
Morning to you, too. I guess you're saying that Tinubu went for numbers. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
So, like, if I feel like Tinubu went for numbers,
okay.
Or if I were to be the one,
yeah.
I would go for competence. Why? Because if I'm competent enough, I believe I'll get the numbers.
Mm.
So you only go for numbers when you're not confident in your competence. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you to you. Thank you. Good morning to you too. Thank you for sharing. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Joy calling.
Welcome, Joy. Talk to me.
If I were a politician,
uh-huh.
I would go for somebody who can be able to do the job and feed the country.
Competence.
Whether I lose or not, I would not bother because it's not a do or die affair.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you too, Joy, for calling me. Appreciate it. Whew. Okay. I mean, yeah. Competence, religion, numbers. Come on, guys, talk to me now. Somebody should just speak religion. I've only heard one pressing. Who should pick religion now? What's this? But that's what we're talking about now. Everywhere. Religion. Muslim. Okay, let me go to YouTube. We have left YouTube people. Let's just take YouTube messages. We have quite a number of them. Wisdom Ekpe says, Sharif, this Muslim ticket is an insult to the collective sensibilities of all Christians, especially from the northern extraction. Although I'm not a fan of APC, but it's a big mistake. Wisdom seems to think that, you know, Tinubu, you know, made his decision based on religion. Okay. Okay, let's take this one here that says, I don't think you listeners or your listeners know that the Shetima is an economist and a former governor. What competence are we looking for again? Folashade seems to think that Tinubu went for competence, not numbers, not religion. Huh? And I've also heard from some, especially from some APC members who seem to think that, you know, Tinubu went for competence and not numbers, you know. I just thought that we need to discuss this area of that conversation, really. Akpo Basa Martin says, I will put Nigeria first, knowing the peculiarities. I think I've taken this on Facebook or something, sir, so I'm going to move on. Adewale is also here on YouTube. Adewale says, a Muslim ticket is a gate for the North to field North candidates in the nearest future. Adewale seems to think that it's religion-based, the decision of Bola Tinubu. Olaiya Latif says, basically, Tinubu went for the numbers. That's what Latif seemed to think. Benga is also on YouTube, and Benga says, you need numbers to win the election, while you need competence to lead well. Competence can be found in everywhere and in all religion. BAT needs a number first to win. That's Benga. Benga seemed to think that Tinubu went for the numbers. Okay, I'm going to head back to the telephone. Good morning to you. Good morning. You're here now. I can't hear you. I think you muted yourself or something. Should I move on? Okay, I think I should move on. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Ekwadu.
Yes, ma'am. Is she?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Tinubu went for number.
Numbers, okay.
And the power from the presidency. You remember, the ATLA told us they have large number. Nigeria must be careful.
So he went for the numbers. Thank you so much for calling me. Appreciate it. Lagos, this is where we'll end this conversation for now. But rest assured, we have other shows here on Nigeria Info that will do justice to this. But let me quickly take this break and then bring in Mr. Brown. When it's done, I'll come back fully to say my bye-byes. Mr. Brown, good morning to you once again.
Good morning. As your deals plug, I've got the most fantastic information on the market, and it's tailor-made just for you.
You could be four debates away from 1 million naira.
Mr. Good day, honorable judges, our ever attentive audience.
That's the majority of
co-debater.
We've crowned three I Beg to Differ debate champions.
My name is Sanvita Kaushik.
I'm Ruta Kocho.
My name is Bawa Desa.
And if you want to be the fourth,
in fact, it even gives you a new global perspective.
The quest to 1998 begins
during the 2015 elections.
Now.
The auditions for the next I Beg to Differ debate tournament are on. It's open to all secondary school students in Lagos aged between 12 and 16. Just go to www.nigeriainfo.fm and click on I Beg to Differ and follow the instructions. Auditions close 3 p.m. July 12th, 2022.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not